and eat something to all of God's children. It is good to be on the Lord's side. It's good to be on this side, but it's better to be on the Lord's side. Thank God for having me, of course. Thank God for our musicians. Hallelujah. We haven't changed. We haven't got no changing in. We still with our same thought. I'll be on it till he take me off it. God that needs nothing. You can preach on that till Jesus come back. He doesn't need nothing. Number 68. He doesn't need nothing. He don't. Let me just throw this in. You don't have to put up with us for nothing. For nothing. I know you think you're a big shot, but you don't need you. You know, he doesn't need that. It's kind of funny, you know. What God need with me? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I get a happy study. You don't have to think about that. But I get humble that God can use somebody like me. Big God. God that need nothing, number 68. Turn to Psalms, if you will. Psalms 138. And beginning at that 7th verse, if you will. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? He everywhere, ain't he? At the same time. If I ascend up upon the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell into the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Listen to David saying this, but if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Boy, what a God. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. And it blew your mind now. You don't need no spotlights and things. The Alabama Power can't cut his light off. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reach and me my power. Thou hast covered me in my mother womb. I will praise thee. That would come to the conclusion. I will praise thee, for I am fearful and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work, Lord Almighty, and that my soul knoweth right well. All right, all right. Yes. Everywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. Everywhere. Can I take my time? Everywhere at the same time. That kind of stuff blew your mind. How in the world can God be everywhere at the same time. In other words, you can't run out his presence. You can't hide. You can't run nowhere and say God is not there. Jonah thought he didn't get away from God. God sent him one place, he wanted to go somewhere else. But you find out, I told y'all a few Sundays ago, if you go to the east, you're going to bump into God. If you go west, you're going to bump into God. If you go north, you're going to bump into God. If you back up south, you're going to bump up against God. You can't get out of his presence. God sent him one place, he went to another place. But when God got through with him, he found out that God was everywhere at the same time. Let me get that soak in now. He everywhere at the same time. What kind of God is this? I left him in New York, but he everywhere at the same time. Now, there's some folks right now in New York praising his name.
All right.
Just like we down in Alabama praising his name. He's everywhere. And so people call C praising his name. But he's everywhere at the same time. Bless his holy name. We serve the God that is everywhere. God does not have to go nowhere because he's already there. It's something to think about. Let me ask you, I've got to take my time because you'll miss it if you don't watch yourself. See, where I'm got to go to your house for? I'm already at your house.
Thank you.
I'm already there. That's what man got to understand. God is already there everywhere. That means nobody can hide from him. Matter of fact, he can go deep in that. He knows what everybody's thinking in here right now. He knows what you got on your mind. Your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind, mind. He knows everything. He ain't got nobody keeping no records to bring it here. He already knows everything. That's blow out of mind. That kind of God is this. That everywhere at the same time. You can't run out of God. God Almighty. Can't run out of God. He's everywhere. And my brother and sister, he is the only God who can live without nothing. The only God. I said, who can what? Live without nothing. God Almighty. He need no support from nobody. No help to assist him. Nobody he can borrow to help him. He doesn't need no help from nobody. And here we are, ourselves, call ourselves and get around God. You can't get around him no kind of way because you can't get out of him. Oh, boy. Can I take my time? Sometimes I be studying. I don't know about these people. That's their business. That's your business. Sometimes I be studying. I had to stop and just get happy. Let me tell you what I get happy about, Skip. I get happy because this huge God can use a little nobody like me. Who doesn't need nothing. And nobody. God Almighty. Yeah. Can't nobody hide from him. Tell me, where can you go? He's there everywhere. If you go to hell, he's there. to blow our mind. Oh, he doesn't need no help from nobody. And my brother and sister, what is nothing? What is nothing? Nothing. Nothing. Show me some nothing. What is nothing? I know some of y'all been waiting on that answer. What is nothing? How do man, everybody say man, define the word nothing? He gonna come up with saying not anything. Zero thing, blank thing, nothing thing, in vain thing, non-existent thing, so on. But show me the nothing. Somebody please show me the nothing. Show me some nothing. All right, watch God. You got to watch God now. Show me some nothing. What is nothing? Now watch this now. Please catch this, because somebody need this. If you are slow-minded about God, you'll never get it. If you slow-minded, not in a doubt about God, you'll never get it. It's simple, but you'll never get it if you're slow-minded about God. You got to see God. Show me somebody. Show me the nothing. Point to some nothing. All these people didn't think about it, show me nothing. God Almighty. What is nothing? God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, nothing is not anything. Nothing is no thing. Nothing is zero thing. Nothing is blank. Nothing non-existent that we need or that he need from us. He don't need nothing from us. That's the first thing that he need. Watch this now. And my brother and sister, is no outside. That's what you got to get now. Don't miss this. It's no outside of God. Let that soak in. That got to soak in a minute. It's no outside of God. Everything where is in God. God Almighty. Everything is in God. God is a spirit being. God is invisible. Man is a soul in a spiritual body. But soul is life. Man is in a physical body. But the soul is alive. The soul on the inside. Now Paul, read John for me. John 4:24. We don't read it 1-4. We read it again. We've got to keep up with this now. Well, you won't miss it.
God is a spirit.
Yeah.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
He is a what?
Spirit.
Man is a spirit also. Man is a living what? Soul. Live in a physical what? Body. Show me soul. He cut folks open, they never found no what? Soul. because it's spiritual. God Almighty. Can't put out no soul. I believe some crazy folk about to look it up because they're just fine. It is not in there. That reason laying there. Because it's just body laying there. But the spirit, what? God is a spirit. We made it in the image after his what? Likeness. The soul is life. That's the life part of man in a physical body. Life. That's what got me moving because life still in me. The soul living still in me. In me until God called it out of me. This right here is not alive. But in me got this moving. This outside. You don't see the inside of me. You just see my outside moving. If God pulled himself out of me, I'm going to fall. That's how a man died. Lord Almighty. That's what make him die. Because God called him the spirit out of this clay. Because he's a spirit. God is a spirit. His holy name. And my brother and sister, it's no outside of God. God, oh, I like that boy. I had to read that two or three times. It's no outside. Man could never comprehend the invisible God unless, everybody say unless. Unless God revealed himself to man. See from the inside out. There's no outside of God. I'm going to get that again now. Watch this now. God see from what? The inside out. Coffee, no what? Coffee, what? No outside of God. See, you ain't got that yet, see? Now, that means I got my box here. All right. You don't get this stuff, but I already talked to God about it. I said, let me borrow this box to be you for a while. Let this be God. Let this box be God for a minute. Y'all don't matter, do you? Everything is in God. There's no outside of God nowhere. Everything is already where? In God. No outside of God.
Yes, sir.
You can't go outside of God and get nothing.
Yes, sir.
Because everything what is in God.
Yes.
God Almighty. He pulled out what he wants. He put out what he wants. Because everything in him. Let this box be God now. Everything in God. Oh, no outside of God. Everything got to be where? In God. There's no outside of him. So everything got to be where? In God. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, everything our eyes can see, God Almighty, and can't see is already in God. Everything our eyes can see and can't see is already in God. Forget about all this, but this God and everything is where? In him. He pulls out what he wants to pull out. We don't see nothing around here. Just that nothing around here, because I'm in God. I can't see nothing.
All right.
But pop, he can pull something out.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls something out, and you can see it. Now, this will blow your mind right here. Nothing is on the inside of him.
All right.
I know it, buddy. I said, all the nothing. What is nothing? All nothing are on the inside of God. Until he pull it out, then it become what? Something. Everything in God. No outside of God. That means he called it nothing. Until he bring it out, he will make the nothing become something. ain't gonna be nothing. God ain't through with him yet. I'm gonna lay him down a while, Reverend. We already talked about this over there, Lord, and I already know this. Lord, I already talked to God about that. I can't pick up God.
No,
but you want me to explain this to you?
All right.
God used a lot of illustrations, a lot of parables where you can get your understanding. Not outside of God. Everything is already in God. God Almighty. Watch this, my brothers and sisters. There's no outside of God again. Heaven is in God. Earth and hell is in God. Both of them in God. Because God not outside of nothing. Everything in him. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible right quick. Look at Matthew 16, 18, and 19.
All right.
Help yourself
out there.
God Almighty.
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter.
Yeah.
And upon this rock I will build my church.
Yeah.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Nothing shall what? Prevail against my church. Read on, Paul.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
So heaven and hell is right here in God. In God. Everything in the box. Hell in the box. Heaven in the box. No outside of God. If we have an outside of God, we can operate without him.
Yes, sir. Boy.
If everything is in him, you got to operate on what he said. You can't go and get no lawyer to bring it in and help you out. See, because everything already in him, I've won the thing. There's no outside of God. That's what we got to understand.
Yes, sir.
Everything that we need is already in God. That's his holy name. And Paul, how about look at Revelation for me? 1:17-18. That's his holy name.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
As dead.
And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And have the keys of hell and of death.
He got the keys of where? Well, it's got to be in
it.
If he got the keys, so hell got to be in God. I know it's got books. I know it's, if you got a narrow mind, you'll never get it. If you don't see God for who he is, you'll never get it. You'll miss it. Hell is in God. If hell wasn't in God, the devil would do what he wanted to do, but hell is in God. God in control of everything. Nothing is outside of God. Everything is in God. That's why he don't need nothing. If everything is in God, what he need with you? What he need with me? Everything already in him.
Yes, sir.
I told you now, you got to miss the mind. You'll never get it. You've got to see God for who he is.
Thank you.
Oh. He needs nothing. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, the nothing of God. I like that, boy. The nothing, this boy don't get you right here. Don't call me. Don't call me. Don't call me. Watch this now. Watch this. The nothing is already in God. Thank now. Got to thank you. You'll miss it if you don't thank it now. God had to bring it to me like that. You got to thank. But nothing. What is nothing? Nothing is in God.
All right.
But nothing. Everybody say it. But nothing. Is already where?
In God.
God Almighty. The nothing is already in God. The nothing is in God because nothing is God.
All right.
See, you got to watch it.
Yes, sir.
Let me say you got a narrow mind towards what you'll never see. You'll never see. This God will. It belongs to Him. Nothing is in God. Because nothing is God. God is nothing. God is nothing. Don't write me, don't call me. The only way to see it, nothing got to come out of God. Never see it until God let it out. So all the nothing already in God. He make the nothing become the something.
That's right.
I know. Go on, steady here. Yeah. Some of you ain't gonna get it. I'm sorry, but you just ain't gonna get it right now. If you don't see it, you just ain't gonna see it right now.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Man definition for nothing.
All right.
Gotta go deep in that. God got to make the nothing become something.
That's right.
So nothing got to always be ready, already in God. Oh, boys. The nothing. I like that. I got happy writing it. The nothing is God.
Well,
it is Him who have to reveal. Everybody say reveal. The nothing in order to make the nothing to become something to man. Need nothing because nothing already in Him. Oh, boy. Watch this. God is the only one who can make and take the unseen nothing to become something. Nobody else can do that. Show me some nothing. If you show me some nothing, then we can get it.
He's the only one, brother. He's the only one.
Nothing is in God. He won't make it become what? Something.
All right, Pastor.
Oh, boy. Don't write me. I'm talking about folks on radio too. I ain't no fool to be right me. I'm going to tell you the same thing. He knocked me off my feet. I got happy writing it. Bless His holy name. And my brothers and sisters. Now, watch this. Now, watch this. Listen at God. I want y'all to listen at Him. You may get it. Somebody who got slow mind with God. See, you may get it. I mean it. Now, Paul, go to Genesis for me. Genesis 1, and then 3, then 6, then 9, then... Now, go there for me, Paul.
Yes, sir.
I'll take my time.
Take your time, please.
And God said,
watch this now.
Let there be light. And there was light.
Hold right there, Paul.
Yes, yes.
God said what?
Let there be light.
And what?
There was light.
There wasn't nothing out there, was it?
No.
He made the nothing become what? Something.
In the midst of the waters,
let
it divide the waters from the waters.
From the waters.
Lead on, Paul.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep on.
Number nine. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
Let. God ain't got to make up no mud to make something. He just said what? Let.
Reach him, man.
I got happy writing it.
Yes.
Nothing is. God is nothing. He owns the nothing. He makes the nothing become the sun. Nothing but the sun come out of what? The nothing. Because God is what? Nothing. Don't write me. God is what? Nothing. All he got to do is just say what? I like that boy. We don't fall.
Number 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass.
God Almighty.
The herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit.
Yeah.
After his kind.
Yeah.
Whose seed is in itself.
God
upon the earth, and it was so.
They didn't see no seeds, right? But he said what? See, he just said, what? Let! God Almighty. You gotta go find something. You gotta go hunt for something.
Yes,
he ain't gotta hunt for nothing. He just said, let there be.
Yes, sir.
Come out of what? Nothing. So nothing is in God. God is the nothing. He got to bring the something out to nothing. If you read about it, you'll never get it. Read on, Paul.
Number 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so.
God Almighty. Wasn't no creature out there. He said, just let it. He can get the nothing to make the sun. He the only one can do this. Nobody else can do this but God. He owns everything. That little gnat that's flying around, he owns that little gnat. He said, let there be gnats. out by yourself sometimes, you know, and see little things, you know, crawling around and around and around. I have now. I get crazy too, but I just, what you made that for? You made this. I have. God knows I have. I just don't. What in the world God made this right here for? God Almighty. He did it.
Yes, sir.
He done it himself. He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. That means you ought to trust yourself some God. Put your trust in God. If God done said something, you better stick to what God already done said. You better stick with what God already done said. The Bible does not lie. Believe that the word, that's your business. If the devil got you, don't want to believe the Bible, you got my sympathy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my sister and brother, Lord have mercy. Next time I get. My sister and brother. Y'all see this right here? God knows it's real.
Amen.
You can let the devil mess you up in these last days all you want to. It got out all kinds of Bible. You better stick with the King James Version. And so when he died, he's rewriting everything. They believe in God, and God already told us what they're going to be doing in the last days. That's what happened right now. And some of us can't even see it.
Amen.
All this mess going on is already written in the Bible.
Amen.
Watch the last days. Go home and read the last days. They kind of get rid of Jesus. If the devil just can put his foot on Jesus' neck, he'll have it made, but he can't do it. The Bible is true. Young folk, if I got some, listen to this, young folk. You go everywhere else to see things. All this go, you go to football game, you don't want to see no hockey, do you? If you going to a running race, you don't want to see no swimming pool racing, do you?
No.
Well, when you come to church, what you look for?
All right.
No compromising.
All right.
You look for the truth when you come to church.
All right. Yes, all right.
But the truth. We want folks to change everything, but when it comes down to the church, when it change, I want to hear this. Well, when you go to football game, you almost see them hitting the baseball, do you? Well, you come to church. And when you come to church, scary preachers don't want to tell you the truth. They ought to be thrown out the pulpit. I said they ought to be thrown out the pulpit. Trust his word with us to tell folks the truth. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't go to church. If I don't like no football game, I'm not going to the football place. If I'm going to sit there and just criticize, I need to stay at home. So the same thing about the church. We come to church to hear the truth. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't come to New Bethlehem. You won't get the truth. Nothing but the truth. God is nothing to play with.
You
want to play church.
Yes,
God knows he's nothing to play with. What he said is truth. He made everything. This world belongs to him.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir,
Pastor. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Bless his holy name. You got through at the Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
Verse 26.
All right, I got him here.
And God said,
Let
us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
He made us.
Yes.
Not, you didn't come from evolution.
Amen.
You didn't come right. If you come from an ape, what happened to him?
All right.
You ought to still be looking like an ape.
Right.
God created you with his own hand. You're the living soul, a living soul, not a dead soul, not a cow, not an animal, but you are a living soul in his image. When he made the cows and all the other little bigger things around there, and all the horses and all that, but guess what? He said, now let us make man in our image. We got to do a little something different here now because we've been in his image. Because all three of them are going to have to do something for us. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All them things are poured in it. God made us.
You're right, brother. You're right. You're right.
All three of them were together.
No.
All of them God.
Yes, sir.
Make one God, three, one God. We'll never understand that. Call them. You can't bribe one and get the other. We ain't like that. He ain't like that. The Father made us. And he sent Jesus down here to get us because we got messed up. And now he ain't left us alone. Jesus, I'm going to send my brother back. Can I call the Holy Ghost, y'all? How much can the Holy Ghost got to get in you where you can walk upright? You have power over that devil because he's at you all the time. Every time you want to do right, the devil mess with you. But the power of the Holy Ghost gives you strength to walk over it. Not only that, you can put your foot on and stomp his head because you got power. You've got power.
Yes, sir.
You've got Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
Holy Ghost power.
Yes. Thank you.
Devil can't do nothing with the Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
He gave you a weapon you can fight the devil.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing. The God who what?
Jesus.
Oh, y'all see why, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yes. Everything
already in him. The nothing is already in him.
Yes.
He is the nothing. And they like me. He is me. See, God and I all want to talk it over.
All right.
He is the nothing.
Uh-huh.
He one got to make this up.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Notice, my brother and sister, there was nothing. Everybody said nothing. There was nothing until God allowed them to become something. God Almighty. God allowed what? Them to become what? Something. But man can see with his natural eye. You can't see nothing with your natural eye. God got to reveal to you. Because he what? Nothing.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead. Pastor.
Lord, meet me over yonder. Meet you, he already there. Come on, Lord. You just keep going. You're already in me.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no outside of God. I don't want to talk to God about it now. Just go for a while. Everything in this box. God Almighty. Everything. This God. This box be God a while now. Everything man can ever see it in him. Because no outside of God.
Uh-huh.
And if he want man to see it, it got to come out of God.
Uh-huh.
He can't see it until God bring it out. Oh, my paper. See, it got to come out of. See, it got to come. You can't see it until what? It's come out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bless you, Reverend.
No outside of God.
Right.
Everything is in God. God of mine. That's what man got to understand. Everything is in God. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, the nothing is in God. This is why. Remember, it's getting to my thought now. If everything is already in God, this is why Brother McCare, he doesn't need nothing.
All right. Amen.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
If everything already in here, now what he needs?
Nothing.
This is why he does not need nothing, because I got everything I need already in here.
All right.
A God who needs
nothing.
Watch this now. Hear God. God Almighty. God, everything. No outside of him. Ain't no outside. This is just God. This is everything. Now, what God need with you? Think. That would make me happy. Think.
Yeah.
He got everything he need. He ain't in no need for what? Nothing. Some of y'all, you know, I'm saying y'all, I'm not talking to y'all, but y'all, you never know. Some of y'all, you know, kind of think, you know, think that, all right, I ain't gonna do that. Don't do it, I don't need you.
All right.
You don't ring my bell, I don't need you. I've got everything I already need in here. And pull it out when I get ready. You haven't saw it yet. People won't let me. He'll pull some more stuff out. You don't even know what in here. He got everything in here. You can't see it till he bring it out. That means he nothing. This is nothing. God, this is nothing, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother.
He have to make the nothing become what? To something. Can't nobody do that but who?
God.
Oh, boy.
I hate you. Bless you, Reverend.
This why.
God bless you.
My thought, that means God gave this thought to me. I wonder why he gave me a thought like that. I told the devil, they don't want me to bring it. I'm not lying. I told y'all way back there a good while ago. I said, I was studying. I've been trying to get off this mess. The Lord got on me. In my pastor studying it. The devil tackled me. I told y'all about that. I'm telling you again. I couldn't hardly breathe. Back down this. Yes, and I knew it was. I felt it. Got to sweat. God was telling me, preach what I said preach. Not what folk want to hear. Preach what I said preach. Not what folk want to hear. He kept on saying that, and after a while I started saying it, and then the devil had to leave out the way. God knows I'm not lying. Got to tell folk the truth. Not what folk want to hear, but what God said preach. And when you get to saying what God's saying, the devil got to get his hands off of you.
Yes.
Can't please people and God at the same time. Tell them what I said, not what they want to hear, but what I said.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
This God will. He owns everything. Everything. It's him. I'm not through now. I'm through for the day. There's some more stuff in here. More stuff in here. I don't know when I get through this series. I'm just about to get
here. Your time.
But he had to tell me. Brother, when I told y'all, I'm not bragging. God knows I'm saying that at home, I can say it. I know you were going to never come up with it. When I ask y'all a question, what is nothing? I know you weren't going to never come up with nothing. Because he had to give it to me.
Amen.
Knock me off my feet. Nothing is in his hand. He is the nothing. That don't sound good to folk who don't know no better. See, we got to get down in there. See, nothing is in his hand. He is the nothing. He got to make himself what? The something to you, the sin. Oh, you ain't got it yet. You bless your heart. I ain't joking with you. If you're not saved, just let me go. Get yourself saved. You ain't got to join this church. Get yourself saved. You see the world just about to come to a close?
Right.
I don't see it. I know you don't. A lot of Christians don't even see it coming. You see what's happening in this world, especially in America? Don't you see what's going on? This Bible already predicted already.
Yes, sir.
You gonna die. You going somewhere to stay forever.
Yes.
When you get there, you're there forever. Yes. Ain't no more help for you nowhere. I'm not trying to scare you. If that'll put you in the kingdom, I hope I scare you.
Yes.
There's a hell and a heaven.
You're right.
Folks got to understand that. You come to church to get the truth.
Yes.
There's a hell, there's a heaven. You can deny it all you want. That's all the devil wants you to do. When you do that, when you deny it, you know what you're doing? You're doing just what the devil told you to do.
Yes, sir.
Not to believe it.
Yes.
And that's all he wants you not to believe it.
Yes.
There's a hell and there's a heaven. Why don't walk? The Bible said it.
Amen.
You come to church to get the truth, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, this is the truth.
Yes, sir.
We got a Bible to direct us.
Yes.
They're leaving God's word so much they print their own Bibles now.
Right.
Telling lies to lead folks astray. These are the last days. You, I'm going to say this, I'm going to let you go. I got 4 more minutes anyway. Watch this. All the devil wants is your soul.
That's it. That's it.
That living soul got to keep on living.
Yes, sir.
It ain't going to stop when you stop this body fall. See, what happened? The soul gone out of the body.
Yes,
so the body can't do but fall down.
Yes,
but the soul gone.
Yes,
it'll have but 2 places to go.
Yes,
that's heaven or hell.
Yes,
and the only way to go to heaven, you've got to give your life to Jesus. What do you think Jesus come in the world to do?
Right.
To save the lost man.
Yes.
You've got to believe in him.
Yes, sir.
That he is the Christ, the Son of God. You got to believe that's what he come here for, to save folks from going to hell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God got it so simple, you ain't got to pay no nothing.
Right.
You ain't got to pay nobody nothing. Not one penny.
Yes,
oh God, he loved us so all. He said, if you just can believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
yes,
and confess with your mouth that God is the Son of God, thou shalt be saved.
Yes,
it's just that simple. Just believing on him.
Yes, sir.
And God give everybody a chance.
Yes,
you have your chance. Don't keep on missing it. I ain't trying to scare nobody. You don't have to be a member of this church. We just want you saved. You come to church, always remember this, my brother and sister. Remember, you don't remember nothing. Don't go to church if you don't want to hear the truth.
Amen.
Don't go to church. You know, like I brought up, you're going to a football game, now you're playing baseball. No, you ain't going to stay there because you don't want to see that. The same week, God got a church. There are false churches, there are real churches. When he talked about Jesus, that's a real church. And the only way to go to heaven when you die, you've got to go through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Yes, sir. I'm asking, will that be one when you give your life to Christ?
Yes.
Let us all stand.
Yes,
he loved you. We can't do but tell you the truth. That's all we can do. It's up to you. Can't force nobody to get saved. If you don't want to be saved, you can't make nobody be saved. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience, maybe we'll be a member of this church. You may come. Whosoever will, let him come. Will that be one? Will that be one? Or give your life to Christ. Christian experience by letter, you may come.
will there be one? The doors of the church is open. If you're waiting, kind of make your mind up, the devil got you going, I know it. The devil got you going one way, the devil got you going that way. God said, come this way, and the devil got you. Don't obey the devil. He know where he going. He know where he going. Will there be one? Another? Will there be another? Jesus? Will there be another? Jesus? Jesus?
Jackson.
What's your name?
Zoe Jackson.
Zoe Jackson.